from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Islamists claim responsibility for Baghdad attack. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad today that killed 11 people and wounded 21 more. A suicide bomber exploded a car near the front gate of the gas production facility at around 6 a.m. local time. Following the explosion, another van carrying at least six more terrorists wearing explosive vests gained access to the facility. They were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. Five men are under house arrest or under arrest in Australia on terrorism-related charges. Police arrested them for attempting to sail to Indonesia and then travel on to join Islamist groups in Syria. George Brandis is the Australia Attorney General.
These people had been under surveillance for quite some time. That's the reason their passports were cancelled, because they had been under surveillance and their intentions to travel to the Middle East to engage in terrorist war fighting were known to the authorities.
The men are scheduled to appear in a Queensland state court on Monday. Multinational forces fighting the Islamic extremists of Boko Haram arrested five of the group's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children, according to Cameroon's government. Authorities reported that the raids targeting Boko Haram bases in the northern Madawaya forest earlier this month freed 28 children and at least 18 women. The news came as officials were going to gather for a summit in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, to discuss regional security. This is VOA News. Afghanistan security forces said today they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy. The fighting on the outskirts of Pul-e-Kumri erupted reportedly when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts. Officials said security forces led successful counterattacks and the rebels retreated. The Afghan government is being criticized by rights activists and many Afghans for negotiating with the militant Hezb-e-Islami faction, led by fugitive Afghan warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. The 68-year-old former prime minister allegedly killed thousands of civilians in the 1990s. However, Afghan First Lady Rula Ghani has defended her husband's peace bid.
I want you to remember the age of all these people. The Mujahideen, the Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, and all this. These are now old people. They're ending their lives. If they want to come to Afghanistan and finish their lives where they were born, I think it's only the human way to say, okay, you come. We put some conditions, you know. You don't do this, you don't do that, whatever.
The United States has designated Hekmatyar as a terrorist, and his name is included in a UN blacklist. The campaigns for and against Britain's European Union membership has intensified, with pro-EU Prime Minister David Cameron warning that a British EU exit will trigger economic recession, and anti-EU figurehead Boris Johnson saying the bloc's current structure is doomed to fail. He spoke about the upcoming vote on the issue.
Because if the negotiations have proved one thing absolutely clearly, it is that this EU has changed out of all recognition from what we signed up for. Those negotiations, those abortive negotiations, have proved that this thing is going in completely the wrong direction and that all our attempts at reform are hopeless unless we vote to leave on June the 23rd.
China's defense ministry expressed its strong dissatisfaction with the United States, criticizing an annual report by the U.S. Department of Defense as misrepresenting the country's military development. The Defense Department report to the U.S. Congress said that China was focused on developing and weaponizing the islands it has built in the South China Sea. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sought Saudi Arabia's support today in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement between Syrian government forces and the rebels ahead of broader talks on the regional crisis. Kerry, trying to shore up support for the shaky ceasefire in Syria, met with the Saudi King Salman. I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.